Happy Mother's Day, listeners. What do you want for Mother's Day? That is the question of the hour. Well, here is a suggestion of something you do not want. You do not want a smartwatch. Take it from me. You already have a kid. You don't need something else just tapping you constantly going, hi, 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 pay attention to me. Hi, are we on an outdoor walk? Are we in an outdoor walk? Are we swimming? Can we go swimming? Time to stand up. Time to stand up, Mom. Time to stand up. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Also, there's a move goal, and I've never reached the goal. All I do is move around. That's all I do. I've never stood still for even a second. Never reached the goal. Never. It's unfair. So that's my not suggestion for you. This is Parenting as a Joke. Look forward to an episode right after the break. And by that, I mean a whole bunch of ads. Enjoy.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It used to be chill, it's all up in smoke. I think I'm still fun, parenting's a joke. I was cool, oh yeah, now it's hard to be cool, oh yeah.
Hello everybody, welcome to Parenting is a Joke. I'm a crayon scribble of Ophira Eisenberg. And on this show we bring together comics to talk about their work, their career, and what it's like to do it all with kids in the mix. Yeah, like how the fuck are they doing it? And in today's episode, I talk to writer, producer, and director Jeannie Gaffigan about living with teenagers, working with her husband, and the kind of massage she really wants for Mother's Day.
If the person comes over and I could be in the bed and not get up and go to the appointment, that might be an alone time with the... Right? I mean, it all can work
this
together.
This is a good idea. That's got to be available through Uber, right? Like Uber Chill or something? That is another great idea I just had. Jeannie has 5 kids, and she is from a family of 9. I am the youngest of 6, but I just have the 1. So, ha! One of us learned our lesson. So, hi, happy Mother's Day, everybody. I got to tell you, I have a very fraught relationship with Mother's Day. I'm sure many of us do. Sure, I am a mom, but I also lost my mom 4 years ago. But the bots can't seem to get that into their little body heads, as I am being bombarded with emails from every store that I've ever purchased a face towel from about a deal, a special, a gift idea that my mom would love. Drives me crazy. You know, all they do is gather our data to sell us shit, yet they cannot figure out that this person is gone. So this year, I'm taking it into my own hands, and I'm writing back to every single store and brand to let them know that, you know what, they can remove me from their Mother's Day. Get her what she really wants. Email blast. Dear Nordstrom Rack, thanks so much for your last chance and final day's Mother's Day email sale. If anyone knows about last chance and final days, It's my mom, because she's dead. Please remove me from your rack. Thank you. Dear Delta Airlines, thank you so much for suggesting a last-minute getaway for my mom for Mother's Day. Speaking of last minutes, she's dead. So, I guess she's on the ultimate getaway. Thanks so much. Dear Pottery Barn, thank you so much for your recent email suggesting that I help my mom upgrade her bedroom for Mother's Day. My mom doesn't need new bedroom furniture because it turns out her last bed was her deathbed. So please remove me from your list. To whom it may concern, I just wanted to let you know that regardless of its insane low, low price, my mom can't use an air fryer from the grave. I mean, you might say a coffin is more of a slow cooker anyway. So thank you, and I guess the joke's on you, Bed Bath & Beyond, because you're also dead. Condolences. Feels pretty good, everybody. And then the question is, what do I want for Mother's Day? Oof, I don't know. I mean, do I want a gel manicure with hand-painted portraits of my son on every nail? Or just a nap with a slight ocean breeze in my face? Or, you know, like high-end cocktails with a gathering of hilarious friends? Or maybe a dinner with my family, but it's actually the Scandinavian version of my family, where nobody complains about their food and we all happily converse about our day? Can I have my ass from when I was 23 years old? You know what? I'll just take some flowers. Thank you. Yeah, lilies. Great. Fantastic. Whatever one's on sale. That would be great. Jeannie mentions the delight of having one of her young kids deliver her a coffee, you know, to her bed on the morning of Mother's Day. You know what? I remember doing the same thing for my mom around 10 years old. I remember I tried so hard to get it right. I got up super early and made toast and scrambled eggs with a glass of orange juice. And then I carried it into her room on a tray, waking her up too early because how else was I to make it a surprise, right? And I wasn't great at carrying a tray, so the orange juice sloshed all over the toast. And then I just stood there beaming to watch her eat my masterpiece. And she was gracious enough, of course, to eat her soggy orange juice toast and thank me so much for not letting her sleep in that extra hour. Looking back, I wonder how many times she had to put up with this scenario, how many times she had to pretend that this juice-soaked cold bread was delicious, and thank her small child through bleary, overtired eyes for the most wonderful Mother's Day present ever. I mean, I'm hoping for her sake it was just a couple of times, but I'm the youngest of six, so I'm thinking it was probably six, like at least six times. So coming up, I have a great chat with Jeannie Gaffigan, who, yes, you recognize that last name because she is married to comedian Jim Gaffigan, and get this, I have an extra fuck in how the fuck do they do it for her because she has five kids. Five! And they live in New York City. She can even name them.
From the top down, I've got Mari, who is 18. And
wow.
She's basically out of the house, but not really. You know, she's a freshman at Georgetown this year. And then I have Jack, who's 17, and he's a junior in high school, which is like the most hellish year ever. Then I have Katie, who is 13, and she's in eighth grade. And yeah, we'll just come back to that. And then I have Michael, who's 11, who is awesome, and he is in sixth grade. And then I have my youngest, Patrick, who is 10 years old. And he is in fifth grade, and he is practically perfect in every way. So I've got a nice balance of heaven and hell.
That's wild. Okay, so hear more from me and Jeannie right after the break.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I'm so excited for our guest. She's a comedy writer and producer, and she wrote a very funny, poignant, heartfelt memoir, even it's a bit harrowing, about getting a large brain tumor removed called When Life Gives You Pears, The Healing Power of Family, Faith, and Funny People. It's Jeannie Gaffigan.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You are the first guest we have had who has more than three kids. That's been our max. You're getting hit with people with opinions at all different levels of probably telling you that you don't know anything.
Yeah, they all think I'm an idiot. Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting because I do have to say it does also become a game of wits in a way. I don't want to say, oh, wait till the teenagers, because I do think it's starting earlier and earlier that this game of wits starts, especially with technology. I don't know if you've gotten the sass yet at 7, because it's like a blur to me.
Oh, I get some sass.
So I get the sass, and the sass is like, well, Mom, you're on your phone all the time. And I'm like, yeah, that's because I'm dealing with you with scheduling your stupid ballet lesson or whatever. Like, that's why I'm on the phone.
Because I'm dealing
I'm paying your tuition and your doctor's bills. Like, I'm not scrolling through TikTok, baby. I am like, I'm working. And I'm like, I'm going to take that phone away at 9 o'clock. Well, I'm going to take your phone away at 9 o'clock.
100%. I find it so unsettling. You know, we've had meltdowns. We've had screaming. I mean, sometimes I'm like, your eyes are dilated. Like, you're high.
And I held back as long as I could. And then, of course, as you said, I did, you know, have a brain tumor the size of a pear removed from my brain stem. And I had a very difficult recovery. So as we all know, screens are an excellent babysitter. They are like Mrs. Doubtfire, but better. So you can literally be in the hospital. And if your sitter doesn't show up, you can be like, here's that iPad. You know, you can go on a plane. Totally. And now nobody cares when kids go on planes anymore. I remember when we would bring toddlers on a plane and people would be like, oh my God, the toddler is sitting next to me. Now no one bats an eyelash because they know that kid's going to be fixated on the iPad the whole time and no one cares.
Restaurants too. Kids on iPhones and iPads and the parents are ordering like another bottle of wine. You have kids that are teenagers. My goodness, you have no escape in being entrenched in the
I'm entrenched. I'm learning all the time. I make mistakes. I offend people in my family by not knowing the latest term for whatever. And I apologize and I say, you know, I have a lot to learn. But I'm also concerned that some of the female empowerment messaging right now, okay, and this is where I'm going to lose half the audience, with some of the pop music that's very explicit in terms of sexuality that is being, you know, like sung out loud in my house in front of my young boys is not a female empowerment. It is actually a very misogynistic viewpoint of women. And because women are singing these lyrics, it is somehow being indoctrinated into my very young daughter that these, you know, artists are so much smarter than their mom. That is also something that goes with this TikTok culture.
So, right. It's interesting because for us to ingest that stuff, we can put it in context. Heavily patriarchal, misogynist culture, and then you're sort of like women not able to speak like this, and then women speaking like this as a reaction to that and how that can be empowering. But when you lose all that context and just start with it is like starting up with hardcore porn. Yeah,
exactly. You start with the, I'm like, you start with the hardcore porn, you're never going to have a decent relationship. I'm like, that stuff is for when you've been, you know, married for 30 years and you're like, you know, let's try something new. You don't start with that, right?
I just got a little marriage advice, everybody.
I know. I haven't been married for 30 years. I don't do the porn. But anyway, the point is that is part of the culture. And my daughter, who's so woke, has no historical context.
Right. Is she aware of, like, when we talk about gaslighting, or, you know, is she aware of, or like mansplaining? Is that just kind of jokey, ethereal stuff, or does she?
No, I mean, I think she is, you know, a feminist, but I think that she also doesn't understand how bad it was. Right? I think when we get to the sexually explicit stuff, they're showing that there's cultural movement, right? That it used to be that, you know, if you had a lot of boyfriends, you were a hoe. But if you had a lot of girlfriends, you were a player. And now women are players.
Yeah.
And men are hoes.
And that should be fine.
And that's awesome, right? But I observe, without the context of where we were, that the result, and this is not on my oldest, this is more my younger child, the people that they all think are awesome are like the Kardashians. And sorry if the Kardashians are listening to this podcast, but it's like, that's not really the feminist role model that I imagined that the women's liberation movement would have produced.
I was just saying the other day, I was like, we've come so far in some ways for women, but also anything that you look at online, of course, especially even with when it comes to mom influencers, is so manicured, hypersexualized. It is really there for a certain gaze. It is a film shoot happening for most of this stuff. I want a trend of people looking as disheveled and horrible as possible. That's what I want.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for that. I am that mom who doesn't give a in the morning, and I don't care how I look. So my 13-year-old wears makeup. Right? She's in middle school. Mm-hmm. She wears makeup. But she does makeup tutorials on TikTok. So she went from being an artist to a face art. So I'm like, do I want to kill the creativity? But at the same time, like, you look like you're 25 years old walking around New York City.
It's so hard.
I model for her. Like, I have like the three things. You know, I have like the mascara, the zit cover, and the lip gloss. And I lost the lip gloss. Like, that's my makeup bin. This girl is doing contour and highlight. You know, it's like beautiful. She's absolutely stunning, right? But I'm like, how am I modeling this? You know, it's like, you're not seeing that I really don't care. Like, I don't care. And she's like, well, I have to do this now because I've started it. So now everyone thinks I look like this. And I'm like, yeah, that's a bummer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. She's like, I've set a level.
I think it relaxes her to do it. Like how my oldest would come home from middle school where it's horrible, right? The only thing worse than like being in seventh grade is having a kid in seventh grade. Just something for you to look forward to. So she would come home and play the piano and just be like, oh, angst coming out of my body. Like, and then she'd be like, okay. And I think that how that is manifesting right now with my 13-year-old is the makeup.
Mm, It's almost meditative practice. This very
And it's like it's a very beautiful art that she has. But then you have this 13-year-old with this face, and what are you going to do? You're going to wash it off?
So I didn't have makeup tutorials, but I do remember, like, around 13. Yeah, I was really into makeup. My older sister was really into makeup, so that definitely influenced me. I mean, I had this crazy palette someone gifted me of eyeshadow. Amazing. I used a lot of peacock blues.
Oh, I was and just envisioning. I literally was envisioning the peacock blue when before you even said it. Like, that was like a psychic connection.
A lot of strong pastels. I must have looked, I mean, I don't think it was a good job. I don't think we're talking about the artistry you're talking about. I think people looked at me and thought, like, you know, there's a 13-year-old that got some makeup. Just kind of like, ah.
I mean, it's a different, I mean, she's really good at it, but it's like kind of scary because she doesn't look like she's 13, right? But she's got the 13-year-old baby brain.
Oh, and,
My goodness. So I'm in this position where I'm like, okay, I didn't want to be a helicopter parent, but now for your personal safety, like, I'm going to be a helicopter parent. And if you looked like you were 13, I might be like, yeah, you can walk the dog around Washington Square Park. But because you look like you're 25 and you have a little baby brain, you know, you're not going to do that.
You're like, you have to wash the makeup off if you want to walk the dog. Okay.
Right. I'm like, that's the thing. It's like, you want the freedom, then look like you're 13. If you want to put all that makeup on and go straight around and get attention, you're going to have somebody following you.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You know, just so all of our listeners know, you work at Creative Field. Your husband is comedian Jim Gaffigan. You guys have been writing and producing and directing together for years, and you work with him on his specials and his stand-up. Did that start before you were married, or was that something that's...
You know, I'm so happy that we're not talking about me lying in the ICU, like, you know, suffering right now, and I love to tell this story. So when we started dating... Jim was always very funny. And when I started dating Jim, Jim was not on TV. He lived on my block. That's how we met. And he's like kind of a unique looking person. So I always noticed him. And then at one point, somebody said to me, that guy's a comedian. And so at the time I was in theater, you know, I had five other jobs, right? And so I was like, you know, very unsuccessful at acting. Anyway, I kept running into this guy because we lived on the same block, like the neighbor, the nod, you know, and all that stuff. And several times he would say, where do I know you from? And I'm like, we live on the same block, like several times. And then like the third or fourth time he said it, I was like, you're really arrogant that you like literally am I forget not forget you forgot. So basically I somehow found myself in that like an improv group, like as we all are wont to do in New York in our 20s.
Sure.
And I was in this show. All of a sudden this my neighbor walks in, says something to the MC and just goes on stage and like bumps like three people. And I'm like, who the hell is who is this guy that can walk into a sketch comedy show? There's no stand-ups on the show.
Oh, my God.
And then
okay.
He does 10 minutes, and he's brilliant. And I'm like,
lucky.
So anyway, then the next time I ran into him, I was like, I saw you perform, and you're so funny. And he was like, do you want to have lunch with me? And I'm like, oh. He probably thought I was hitting on him. So anyway, we had lunch together. And I was producing a play, and I was like, I'd love for you to help with this play. And he was like, I just wanted to go out to lunch, and now you're trying to rope me into this, like, ridiculous scheme. So essentially what happening was is that I roped him into a ridiculous scheme for, like, you know, the past 19 years. But how we started working together. So he comes home one day. He had a CD. And he said, Rich Voss produced a CD.
Well-known New York comedian.
Well-known comedian. He goes, do you think you would be able to produce a CD for me? I had literally no idea, like, anything about it. So I was like, I could probably figure it out. So I started going with a little microphone to all of Jim's shows where he would do the same bits, right? So I would hear him doing bits over and over and over again, I started going, you know, I noticed that the audience liked it more. Like all of a sudden I started collaborating, kind of directing it to produce a CD. And if you listen to that first CD, by the way, the sound, the levels are so bad. Like, it's just so funny that was put out by us. We produced it. I think it's called More Moomoos. That's what it's called. More Moomoos.
More Moomoos.
And Luigi's Doghouse. If look it up. It's CDs that I produced in like 2001.
Yes.
Essentially, we've been working together ever since. But it was a very slow, natural, organic process of how the co-writing started.
I mean, you wrote a television show together called The Jim Gaffigan Show, which was all about your lives, loosely. And then it ran for 2 seasons. I can't even imagine the level of work that went into
that. It was incompatible with having 5 kids.
I can imagine.
I could say so much about that show. From an artistic perspective, it was a dream come true. It was like, here's this wild idea. You put it on the page, and then it was a dream come true for me. But because it was owned by us and written by us, and you can't like be like, okay, let's make up this thing that happens about your life. It's very difficult to let go of your biography to somebody else, like somebody else write, make up my biography. I realized that if we wanted to be genuine, because it was genuine, the stories were pretty genuine about our lives. We needed to live our lives.
That's, if you want material, you also have to live a life.
Also, if it's about having 5 kids, like I don't want to call my nanny and be like, give me a story of what the kid did today.
Oh my God.
I got to write a script. It just was like, okay, we could write season after season of a fabulous show and not experience our kids growing up, or we could experience our kids growing up and be like, you know what, let's end at season 2 and, you know, do more freelance comedy work and films and things like that.
I have the perspective, and you tell me if I'm right, that you are the showrunner of your family.
I am, but my executive producer comes in every once in a while. It's like, you're really messing this up. This is not working out. How does she have 100 pairs of eyelashes? Somebody let that happen. Right? I have my network notes sessions are not good.
I mean, I can't even imagine in New York, 5 kids, what happens to you when all of you go out for dinner? Party of 7 at a restaurant? I mean, do people just look at you like, no?
Well, it gets even more interesting. One of my closest friends in the whole world has 5 kids. And she's a New Yorker. What's really crazy is when we walk in for Easter brunch in some bougie Nolita, you know, restaurant with our 10 kids.
Oh my God.
That's when all hell breaks loose. The restaurant thing, it's usually like, no, we don't have room. Okay. It's not like we're going out to dinner all the time. With the dinner, I'm very into like the taco bar and the pasta bar and the easy bar. and the easier bar. And they like to do that. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like that.
Oh, like you set it up buffet style and they
buffet
just wander
style
through
on
and
the counter. Mm-hmm. I mean, I nice. Do have a table where they sit, but kids love the cafeteria style thing. I mean, we do have some sit downs, but they, past the That's this brilliant. And past the that, it just takes forever. There's a lot of spills.
That's right.
My 10-year-old just spills everything. Like literally, it could be across the room and he'll spill it. Do you have babysitters or nannies or students that come over and help you?
Occasionally. I had a nanny up until the pandemic.
Sure. If you have multiple kids and you have one at Chelsea Piers and three pick up, and da-da, you don't want your kid in the wind waiting. So I would always like, especially since we live around NYU, find like a college student or someone to do these pickups. The funny thing is that when you have someone helping you with your kids who's never had kids, they don't have that, like, you know how you know that something's going to spill like an hour and a half before it spills?
Yeah,
like
you
knew
it
was going to spill yesterday because of the way it was put. Like, there was an incident that happened recently. I have to tell this story. I was at a school meeting or something. And when I come home, my 11-year-old has an ice pack on his crotch. All right? So
nope.
I'm mm-hmm. like, what happened?
No good.
Okay, well, they were trying to wind down from the hyperactivity, you know, right before bed, everyone decides to like throw the balls around and jump on the couch and all that stuff. And there's a, like, it's reading time then, detached from screens
right.
or reading
You're
time.
Supposed to wind it down. Yep.
So somewhere along the line, someone said, you know what really helps is a nice cup of tea. So I said, that's fine. But this is, and I said, if you give them the tea and they're not at a table, put the lid on it, right? Weeks later, I come back from this thing, ice pack. So I go, what happened? They're like, it was the tea. One of the new helpers makes the tea. It's like McDonald's lawsuit hot. Bubbles coming off of it, right? And gives it to my kid with a lid on it, right? And I already know this is going to be a disaster, right? My kid goes, oh, it's too hot. So instead of going and putting an ice cube in it or filling half of it with milk, the sitter says, take off the lid and blow on it. So I'm like, a mother a million miles away would have been like, boiling water on the penis. It's going to happen. All right. That's going to happen. It's just like not a mom decision to say, take off the lid and blow on it. Right. So I don't know why I brought that up, but it's hilarious.
That's great, though. That is sort of like an adult dealing with an adult. Like, well, you just take off the lid and hold it properly and blow on it. I got to ask, because we're talking about Mother's Day a little bit on this episode, because Mother's Day is kind of often looked at a time for mothers to spend time with their children. But there has been a recent, very vocal kind of movement I see always online where it's like, no, Mother's Day is when I am left alone. Do you ask for anything in particular on a day called Mother's Day?
Oh, that is such an interesting question. It's going to spark enormous debate and everyone's going to hate both of us. To me, Mother's Day is, first of all, it's made up by Hallmark, so let's be honest. But it's also like, it is a Mother's Day. And by the way, my 13-year-old who is like, even though she's giving me hell right now, is the light of my life, was born on Mother's Day, May 10th, 2009. They always do something. Whether I want it or not, I absolutely would not take off and do self-care. I mean, my idea of self-care is maybe getting a shower. Like, that's my idea of self-care. Like, brushing my teeth is self-care, right? It's like, I've let go of the idea of self-care. And like, people are like, you've got to take care. You've got to put the oxygen mask on. I'm like, it usually winds up making me more stressed out when I try to like make an appointment to get, you know, my hair done.
So that's how you're wired. That's what works for you.
It works, yeah.
I mean, I will say too, like I get haircuts, but as time progressed, I'm like, if this could be done in 7 minutes, I would be so happy.
I'm just like that. Literally, I will get one of those quickie manicures on the street and I'd be like, oh, is it dry yet? Can I leave?
Oh, yeah.
I can't sit. What would work for me is not having plans. Not having my kids be like, I have a play date with so-and-so or whatever. That's wonderful. And I have to tell you the most fabulous thing when my 10-year-old, who's like the youngest, who's so cute and sweet, but when he was like six, he brought me a coffee. I mean, it was the worst made coffee that you'd ever had. Oh. But he woke me up and he walked in the room going, happy morning day to you. Happy with the coffee sloshing over. And I was like, this is literally the white best comforter day of my life. So like that, like that's if my awesome. Kids don't like call me a jerk, that's Mother's Day to me.
It's the best perspective ever. Thank you so much, Jeannie. Pick up Jeannie's book, watch Jim Gaffigan's special, and realize that a lot of the hits were written by this woman. Go to JeannieGaffigan.com for links and more of her work, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
That's our show. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook at Parenting is a Joke, on Twitter at Parenting Joke. Subscribe to this podcast, pass it along to a friend or let someone know about it so we can continue to grow it. Join our monthly newsletter with updates, tips, tricks, games, all kinds of fun stuff. Just go to parentingisajokepod.com. And if you are in or around New York on Tuesday, June 6th, come on down to the Bell House in Brooklyn for a live show of this podcast. There's going to be stand-up. There's going to be fun. There's going to be interviews. If you don't live near Brooklyn, you know what? You can live stream the show. All the details and info is going to be at parentingisajokepod.com. And for Mother's Day, you know what? I'm doing a little collaboration with my dear friend. I've known her since elementary school. She is a mother and an incredible fashion designer. Meg, you might know her clothes as both easy to wear and endlessly chic, and she's got a new collection that will cover you from summer vacation to working from home, looking polished on that day they make you go into the office, to cocktail parties, even weddings. She's got three boutiques in New York, one in Toronto, and of course a website to shop from. So listeners of this podcast can get 25% off anything in the store, even the new spring collection. If you're in person, just say, hey, I'm a listener of Parenting is a Joke. If you're on the website, use the code parentingisajoke, all together, no spaces, at checkout. Parenting is a Joke. Just go to her website at megest1994.com. That's M-E-G-E-S-T, the numbers, 1994.com. Our episode is produced by me and Julie Smith-Clem. Our editor is Nina Porzucchi. Our sound designer is Tina Toby Mack. Our game writer is Emily Winter. Our theme song and music is by Adira Amram and The Experience. Special thanks to all of the engineers at CityVox. And we'll leave you with a little stand-up from Jim Gaffigan talking about his wife.
It's been a crazy year for me, crazy year. I don't know if you know, in April, it was discovered my wife had a brain tumor. I'm not even making this up. It was removed. She's great. Everything's good. Thank you. I didn't remove it. I was in the other room soiling myself, but the tumor is gone, along with my ability to ever win another argument.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.